With a look at the forecast, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us now via Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So what's happening out there right now? Where's it snowing the hardest?
Well, right along the coastline, we're watching that heavy band which went through and dropped most of the snowfall that we got, generally a couple of inches, a few places getting 3 inches. But that's now right along the coastline, just about South Weymouth, down towards Brockton, Randolph, Abington, North Scituate getting some pretty heavy snow. But in the city of Boston, it's pretty much lightened up. There's still flakes out, but the accumulating stuff is over.
All right, the accumulating stuff is over here. When's it all going to move out, and what will total snowfall be like?
Right, so we've got a little bit of a break here right now. There's one final little batch back across the Berkshires. If that holds together, it would come through here later on this morning. The models have been indicating that there would be the main burst, which gives us 98% of our snowfall. There might be a quick little dusting here with that last batch late morning, early afternoon hours as that moves through. Most places just getting 2 to 3 inches. We'll see a few places get a couple, get an inch more than that. I wouldn't be surprised to see a 4-inch amount show up in a few spots with banding. But basically, it's a 2 to 3 inch little snowfall here this morning.
Could we actually get some sun before the day is out?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the sun will come out by the time we get towards the end of the afternoon. Temperatures will get above freezing for just a couple of hours. So what I would recommend is try to get shoveling, get your pavement, get the driveways down to bare pavement. The 34, 35 degrees will help to kind of clear things out. And then it's going below freezing for all of us overnight tonight.
And what about after tonight?
So after we get by tonight, things look pretty good for tomorrow, but it's going to be cold. Temperatures will only be in the upper 20s to low 30s. Remember, those high temperatures only last for a couple of hours or so. So most of the day tomorrow is actually going to be in the 20s. And then it's clear and very cold tomorrow night, down in the teens and 20s once again. As we head for Friday, we'll cloud over, and there's going to be a storm system moving right through the western part of New England. That puts us on the warm side of things, which means more rain, actually, and quite a bit of it, 1 to 2 inches. So I think all of the snow will be washed away with temperatures into the 50s on Saturday.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joining us live this morning. Thanks a lot, Dave.
You're welcome. Have a good day.